Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Israel. Palestinian officials say they finally have a friend in the White House that can force Israel to make major concessions. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
With the tough rhetoric coming from the Obama White House towards Israel, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and other Palestinian officials believe they have a friend in the White House that can force Israel to withdraw to the 1967 borders, including the city of Jerusalem, and dismantle all the Jewish settlements, a plan that Israelis believe would put the Jewish state in harm's way. The Palestinians are following with deep satisfaction news about the deepening crisis between the government of Netanyahu and the Obama administration, even believing that Obama can and may push Netanyahu out of office. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Obama administration's pressure on the Israeli government to stop construction in the Jewish settlements and to dismantle them to the satisfaction of the Palestinians is a precursor to the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The statement that the Palestinian people finally have a friend in the White House has made the Palestinians very optimistic about the plans for a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. The Obama administration is continuing to apply pressure on the Israeli government to stop all construction on the Jewish settlements and to prepare for dismantling the settlements to be replaced by a Palestinian state. This Palestinian state would take all the land that Israel acquired in the Six-Day War and make it their Palestinian state. Should President Obama and the Palestinians be successful, a Palestinian state would be in the heart of the Jewish state, a state with borders that the Lord told the prophet Malachi would be borders of wickedness. That's Malachi chapter 1. Even as the Palestinians would build their state, the words of the prophet Ezekiel would come to pass that God would punish the Palestinians for taking land God had given to the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel 35. Another Jewish prophet, Obadiah, tells us that God will not allow the Palestinians to win in this conflict. But instead, the Palestinians, the Edomites of biblical times, will be a people that have never been. President Obama's actions are indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...